This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. A free criminal record expungement clinic is coming up later this week. It's through the Land of Lincoln Legal Assistance Foundation and Carbondale's NAACP. In studio with us are Pepper Holder, the vice president of the local NAACP chapter, and Char McKenzie with the Ready to Work program with Land of Lincoln. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
As we kind of get started, a little background here, the rules and who qualifies for expungement have changed over the last year or so. Chara, can you tell us a little bit about how those changes are affecting people across the state?
So, yes, in the state of Illinois, there has been a recent expansion, as you stated, as of last year, and there are more people that are essentially eligible for a CILI now. The expansion is the largest expansion that has ever happened, and we're excited about this, and we want to make sure that a lot of people know about it.
This allows people to kind of wipe the slate clean, and
correct.
In some cases makes them eligible for some jobs that they weren't eligible for.
That is correct.
So tell me a little bit then, Pepper, about the clinic. Why hold it, and what are you hoping for people, not just within the Carbondale community, but across the region?
Well, we're working with different businesses and trying to get people into the workforce more, and this here fits right into the program of job fairs and then also developing business people to be able to participate in different venues of the community.
Now, you are the chair of the Labor and Industry Committee as a part of the NAACP, am I right?
And this falls right into my purview of how to do these things and get this information out to help people along to getting those jobs and being able to touch base with procurement offices and get work and contracts.
What do you hear across the community from people who struggle to find work? Is a criminal record part of the problem, part of the hurdle that they face?
As we spoke earlier, the ban of boxes is a problem with the application process. So that is something that's in the works to be eliminated, and I think there's child I can speak to that better than I. It's not supposed to be on the application. You don't have to fill it out at a particular time.
Well, there is some expansion as far as Band of Box, and it's only one step to help individuals that have backgrounds. And essentially with the Band of Box, it's not supposed to ask the applicant whether they have been convicted or have received any type of felony or anything like that.
Sure, and that can be a big hurdle for some people who perhaps have made some difficult decisions in the past but
right.
have moved past that.
And we have found at Land of Lincoln with the Ready to Work program that that's been the most pressing issue for a lot of our low-income clients is that, you know, they apply for at least 20 to 25 applications and they say, I can't get a job. You know, I did this like 20 years ago, it was stupid, but I'm ready to move on with my life. And so we're hoping that people can have that second chance, because I do believe that everybody deserves a second chance.
When you talk about people who are coming out to try this, to see what their qualifications are, to see whether or not they qualify for an expungent, there might be a little bit of hesitation, there might be a little bit of intimidation. Can you talk a little bit about what those people need to bring with them, what they should know before they come into the clinic?
I would recommend that individuals bring their criminal history if they can. We encourage it, but it's not a requirement. We want to make the process as easy as possible because they have already experienced hurdles and we don't want to present another hurdle. So if they can bring their criminal history background with them, that'll be great. If not, we can do that for them.
And does it matter if they were arrested or convicted within Illinois, or is it anywhere?
It is just for the state of Illinois. And at this time, and it's a state-level thing, it's not a federal.
Sure. Pepper, when you talk to people who are struggling in terms of getting a job, do they talk to you about, gee, I wish I could just wipe the slate clean and start over? Is that something you hear a lot?
Yes, not so much wipe the slate clean as they speak, but they speak maybe in the terms that Chava just spoke and said that, you know, these are hurdles and blocks of getting a participation in the workforce. And then, of course, that's the level of pay that they're getting, the why I work with when I'm still stuck in this hole, I can't advance myself to a better job. So that's a big hurdle for these people to be able to bring the information in and get it processed with the advice of experts like lawyers and Land of Lincoln. And so this is a great opportunity, free especially, to clean up a lot of the aspects of their life and go forward.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, too, that the clinic is coming up Saturday, June 23rd. It's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Carbondale Center for Empowerment and Justice. That's at 215 North Washington in Carbondale. It's open to anyone across the region, and you can get more information by contacting Land of Lincoln. That's 457-7800. 618-457-7800. Chara, I assume people who can't make it to this clinic can call your office and get the process moving as well?
They can directly call our office. We also hold workshops every second Friday of each month. And so if they're not able to make it to the clinic, they can also attend the workshops, which we give a brief presentation of the importance and the expansion of the law as it pertains to expungements and sealants as well.
Unfortunately, time is up before we have time to talk about probably everything you'd like to mention, but I appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.